Cincinnati Museum Center is hosting a baseball lecture series. The final lecture will be on Thursday, June 18th, by John D. Fairfield from Xavier University. He'll talk about the impact of ballparks on the urban landscape and environmental practices over the last 100 years. Classic ballparks like Redland and Crosley Field, built between 1909 and 1923, promoted civic consciousness through an integrated urban setting. 50 years later, only two of these ballparks remained across the country as new ballparks were built in the 60s and the 70s. This new wave of ballparks shut out or left cities and contributed to the mid-century decline of older cities. But since 1989, a third wave of ballparks are re-engaging with cities. Professor Fairfield will discuss the history of these three waves of ballparks on Thursday, June 18th. There is also a free exhibit at Cincinnati Museum Center entitled Queen City Baseball, Diamonds and Stars. This exhibit tells the history of Cincinnati professional and amateur baseball teams from the 1869 Cincinnati Red Stockings to the Big Red Machine. On view are 19th century players' contracts, bricks and seats from Crosley Field, newsreel footage of the 1919 World Series, the Negro League contract of Cincinnati and Louis Dula, signed baseballs by legends like Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle, and much more. For more information on the exhibit and the June 18th lecture, please visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Phil Nuxall.